expectations as you guys take the field for the first time today for training camp? What are you thinking for yourself?
There's going to be a lot of excitement. Finally getting back to football, getting back to real football, working towards, you know, a lot of goals, a big season. And I think it's just going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of guys flying around today.
You've had a chance to look over the playbook for a little bit now. It's a little bit of time to digest it. Yes. How do you really believe you've utilized and how differently might it be than you were in the past with the other team?
I guess we'll see. It's still a waiting game. I mean, we're still, on the cusp of day one of the first practice. So I guess the role's kind of going to play itself out. And the more we get on the field, the more practice we get, the more repetitions, I think it'll kind of speak for itself. And a role will be cut out in some way, shape, or form.
Are there things that you would like to show people that you know you can do that you were not allowed to show under the previous system?
If anything, you know, I've always taken upon myself to show that I can be a complete back. I take pride in that. I take pride in doing all things well that is asked of a running back. And just try and advance my game from then and, you know, just be a very solid, dependable back.
Jay, with some of the vertical threats with this offense, with Odell, how important do you think you could be just as a backfield catching the ball?
I think, you know, it can be very effective. I think we have a lot of weapons on this offense, and the more we get going, the more we start trusting and learning each other and just feeling comfortable with everyone on the field, I think the better we'll be.
How does the playbook here compare to sort of the Patriots when they ask out of running backs?
Yeah, I mean, there's just similarities, a lot of similarities. A couple differences. I think the biggest thing, really, though, is just the terminology. It's completely different. But I think both offenses kind of do very similar things.
And this team struggled on defense last year. It's coming this year without JPP. And is there more pressure on the offense to produce because they have a new coordinator that learned the new system?
I don't know if we look at it like that. I think it's a team game. It's a team sport. The offense relies on the defense and you know, vice versa. We have, you know, as much trust as you can have in a defense. We know that they're going to go out there, work hard, and advance and get better throughout this training camp, and so are we as an offense.
Jay, you guys have been with Colin, one of the great quarterbacks in this league. How would you compare him with Eli? Do you see a lot of similarities between the two?
Yeah, I see the same pedigree. They both work extremely hard on and off the field. They're both masters of the game in the way they look at it, the way they teach it, the way they carry themselves. They're both leaders. It's in that sense, they're very similar.
We've obviously, you know, I'm sure, kept track of the plate gate stuff and stuff. How closely do you listen or watch it, and how often do you get asked about it?
I get asked about it a lot, but, you know, I know just as much as everybody else. I'm a New York Giant now, and that's where my focus has been. Going forward, that's where my focus will be. We'll see what happens with whatever goes on in New England, but I'm here now. That's the league's decision. It is what it is. Nobody really knew what was going to happen before, and neither did I, And like I said, I'm here now. I'm happy to be a Giant, and I'm just ready to move forward here.
Shane, just to put things a little bit, going up against this defense is being installed. What are your impressions as an offensive player? What kind of challenges and problems can that defense create for the offense?
I think there's going to be a lot of different things. I think it's going to be a very fluid defense in the sense that they're going to put a lot of people in different places. Got to keep your eyes open, got to stay alert. And I think it's going to be good for us to see that type of defense and go against that type of defense every day. Therefore, when we get to the season and preseason, we won't be seeing too many things that are brand new.